This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
KKWF and KKWF HD1, Seattle, Tacoma. 100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker at Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that injured laborer slash parts runner Dustin makes $65,000 a year. Okay, on the phone this morning is Chandler. Yes, ladies, like friends. Chandler, who lives in Yelm. Good morning, Chandler. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic, man. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in for Share Your Salary, too. That's awesome.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Chandler, I'm really fascinated by this because I think this is a career that everybody wants to know. How much are these guys actually making? Mm-hmm. He's a car salesman. Right?
And you could feel either way.
Yeah, you feel like there's those young guys that are hustling the lot that maybe are just like barely making it. And then there's the guys inside that are crushing, right? So, Chandler, we're going to try to figure out which one of those guys you are, if that's okay with you, by putting a minute on the clock. That's the amount of time we get to ask you questions. When we're done, we'll play a song. We're going to come back after the song, guess what we think you make. Then you're going to share your salary here in a couple minutes. Chandler, does that all sound good to you?
Yep, sounds good.
You know this guy knows how to cut a deal. Mm-hmm. You know knows what to do.
He's come talking on now. Business.
Yeah. He's a shark. All right, Chandler, here we go. 1 minute on the clock. Gabe, are you ready?
Yeah.
Then I say go.
How long have you been there?
I've been there about 3 months now.
How old are you, Chandler?
I'm 23.
How'd you get the job?
My buddy actually worked at the dealership, and I was looking for a better job, and he was able to help me out.
Do you primarily stand outside of the building waiting for people to get out of their cars?
So we have a rotation board, so whoever gets there first is the first one that gets to greet a customer, and then it goes through on out the day.
Are you salary plus commission?
I am.
What is your bold closing power move to get a customer to buy a car?
Every time.
I just ask them, what can I do to get you to buy today?
Wow.
Undercoating.
Mm-hmm. How many cars did you sell last month?
18.
Oh. Ooh. Foreign or domestic? What are you working here?
I'm working at a Ford dealership.
Okay. You hear that, Gabe?
Yeah, did you say foreign or domestic? It sounded like he said Ford or domestic.
Well, no, I said foreign or domestic. He said Ford.
Yeah, it sounded like you said Ford or domestic.
Oh, Ford or domestic.
And so what I want to mention, too, is my commission is not normal. Like, you know, some people make a percentage of cars they sell. We have a flat rate that we make, so kind of.
So not commission?
So commission,
it's technically commission, but it's lower than you would think.
Okay, well, that's a very important piece of information,
Chandler,
here.
Shouldn't you be rewarded?
Hold on now. 253-642-WOLF is the phone number. Text your guesses in right now. What do you think Chandler's making? You're going to find out. He's going to share his salary next.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Chandler. He lives in Yelm, and he's a car salesman. So I'm fascinated by this because I've always been curious. So, Gabe, what did we just learn about Chandler, our buddy here?
Our buddy Chan Man?
Yeah.
He's been there for 3 months. He's the ripe age of 23 years old. He got the job because his buddy works there, and he was looking for a new job. They have a rotation board, which is how they decide who, you know, gets to talk to the customer next.
Yeah.
The rotation.
Who gets to first greet?
They're on salary and commish. Last month, he sold 18.
Well, you're really into the abbreviations today.
I'm trying to talk like you.
Are you okay? Don't do that. Nobody wants to talk like me. Trust me.
I think it sounds cool. Commish.
Okay, well, you just can't overdo it. I think that's once in a while, once a day, a little too much.
Okay. Stop. Okay. He sold 18 cars last month. Ford or what was the word?
Domestic.
Or foreign. He is Ford.
Ford. Yeah. Ford or domestic.
He All also right. said in Oof. Terms of commission, it is complicated. It's not like direct commission, so that does affect the number.
Beautiful. All Thank right, you. Captain Ron, you are up first with old PF Chan's here. What do you think? What do you think he's making? You want a nickname? I'll give you a nickname. Old Chan Chan. Let's hit it.
Okay, so he's slinging 18 cars last month, but I don't think his closing game is that good, so I was a little confused.
Ooh,
Cameron Brimerton, ooh. He said, hey, I used to do that. You got to grind. He said 64. That's what I'm going with.
Ooh.
Okay, all right. Wow. Gabe, what are you thinking? Higher or lower?
Ronnie is a little snake and keeps taking the numbers that I want, so I'm going to piggyback right off of that old Ronnie boy, and I'm going to go with 65. This is a text, no name, just says, been doing auto sales payroll for 30 years.
Oh, wow.
Oh, they would know.
65.
Okay. Well, listen, he's 23. He's only been there a couple of months. And even though he did move a lot of units last month, he even said it himself. He kind of set this one up for us. He said, hey, wait. Before you guess, just know I don't get a straight commission type deal. It's just a number. So you're successful, Chandler. He's giggling. He's successful. But I think he's 55 with Richard and Annabella from Tacoma. They texted in. I think he's still on the lower end. So I'm taking that. Okay. So we're at 55, 64, 65. That doesn't matter, Chandler. We all know how much you make slinging cars. It's time to share your salary.
What is
it? So I make about 8,000 a month. So it comes out to roughly 100,000 a year with my spiff.
What? What? It's huge, Chandler. A Hunsco, right out of the
Chando.
Jeez, Chandog. $100,000.
Picking up all the ladies with that salary?
All right, Chandler. Don't get sucked into that. Because we want real information here. Does it make a difference? Who you said you work for a Ford dealership, very reputable. You're not doing used cars on like a private lot or something like that. Does that make a big difference that you work for such a good dealership?
It does. We have a really good reputation on our website. Everybody goes to the reviews, obviously. That's what I do myself. And we have a lot of really good reviews. We sell new and used cars, and that's what kind of the commission is based off of. So when we sell new cars, it's a flat rate. And used cars, we have a flat rate for that as well. And then we have spiffs, too. So if we sell a warranty before it goes into finance, we also get paid on warranty and maintenance and stuff like that.
Yeah, buy a car, you get the big pressure to get the warranty. Now you know why. They get the little commish on the deal. Yeah, Gabe?
Commish. Right. What's your most popular selling car?
I would probably say the Bronco Sport.
Did you know they have bad crash test ratings? I've watched a lot of videos
now,
on
Gabe,
it.
Not the time. Don't slander the dealership.
Yeah, come on.
She doesn't know. They're cute. Everybody wants one. Yes, Ron?
Do you get to drive the new car? You know, like, you put the dealership plate on and you get to drive it home and everything?
So the Mach-E, the all-electric Mustang, they want us to be really familiar with them, so they let us take those home every now and then just to kind of learn more about them.
Yeah, you're going, like, you know, I'm not quite the familiar as I need to be with the new Mustang. I'm going to need to take that home a few more days. Really make sure I understand. All right, what if a guy comes in, you know, he's a dad, he's looking for a used car, probably an Escape 2016, and you know, you come down on the price a little bit. He says, hey, does the dad move?
Hey,
throw on some new tires for me, those look a little bald. You doing that? You giving me the a person the tires, Chandler?
Yeah, absolutely. It depends on, obviously, if the tires pass the test, because we have to use the tire gauge. And if they pass test and they stay still low, depending on how much we're losing on the deal, we might be able to throw in tires. It all comes down to the total price that we're making off of it.
Throwing some sick rims.
Just letting you know, when I did that and we had to get Dylan a new car, the 2016 used, the pre-owned Ford Escape, I didn't get rubber. I asked for tires. I didn't get tires. So I'm just letting you know.
You got hustled.
And it also comes down to if it's a certified pre-owned as well. So if it's just a regular used car, you don't get as many options with those.
This is like full-on dad talk. This is why I have my dad do my negotiating, because I'm
talk
just
about
a
that.
Young girl.
Comes down to the CPO, Gabe, the certified pre-owned. You got to have your ducks in a row. But I guess that's a good deal
on the car. Check the crash report.
Test dummies, the ratings. All right, Chandler. That's impressive, dude. Somebody said, hey, is this guy selling Lamborghinis or what? $100,000 a year working at a Ford dealership. It's that simple. 23 years old. You're young. You're in there. You're making a living. We love it, Chandler.
All righty. Thank you, guys.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.